Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I was not a fan of getting the Ring cameras or the Blink cameras, but we have both of them in the house, not inside the house, but outside the house. And they do serve a purpose, but now it seems like Amazon wants to share the data with the police and whoever else can hack the cameras, right? And that's actually that's actually kind of scary, right? So all this data is being captured. Now, I don't have a subscription, and I'm not sharing any clips with anybody. Without the subscription, about the only thing I can do is use the camera live when if somebody rings the doorbell, and then I can talk to them if I want to. But I actually can't think of a time I've ever used it now that I think about it. And there's been a couple of cases where it had been useful, but at the end of the day, I'm just like, okay, well, this is, it's more trouble than it's worth. And I was just like, okay, it's easier just to go walk down and open the door. It seems like that's what I do. The cameras are useful occasionally when you're, I haven't seen anything around the neighborhood that would suggest that I should have them. But I guess it's useful to have in the recording. I like the Blink cameras only because they take recordings of stuff, and they don't necessarily, I've had to turn off all the push notifications because half the time I'm gone, and my wife's here, and so she gets all that stuff. So she knows when I go out in the morning and jog, and and I come back, because she sees all the camera footage. But I guess Amazon didn't do a good enough job of securing the Ring cameras, because apparently they're hackable and people are finding stuff, to get the data. In addition to the data being shared with the local police departments. Now, they say that they only do that when somebody specifically shares a clip from their Ring camera, but who's to say that that's the only time it happens, right? And obviously if somebody else can get into it, I mean, that's a problem. And I also look at it as, okay, well, what if Amazon becomes a nefarious company, right? I mean, which could happen. I mean, you never know. With any of these surveillance devices, and in that I include things like the Google Home or the Alexa devices or whatever, who's to say those devices couldn't be used to, well, surveil somebody? It's bad enough that they listen all the time, and I don't have those devices in my house, and even on the few Android phones I have, I turn off, the Google Assistant, and Siri's at least, I don't know, it's not nearly as scary as Alexa or the Google Home, but I don't use it very much. I just don't find it all that, I don't find it all that necessary. I'd rather just pick up the phone and do what it is I want to do, because I understand that somebody's even going to listen to whatever it is I say, which, to improve your customer experience, as it were, or to improve the artificial intelligence or whatever, some human's going to listen to it and say, okay, well, this is what this guy said. They're going to do that, but do I want them hearing everything? No, I don't. And so I think I wouldn't necessarily get these devices. If you do get a camera, I guess, there's probably other cameras to get that don't talk to the internet at all, that record everything locally, and that's probably okay, right? That would be something that would be a bit better than some of these other devices, although they certainly make them cheap enough, and it's probably a reason for that, I guess. So here we are. If anything's in the, not to say that, Amazon's trying to be insecure, but all it takes is a mistake, right? For the data to get out, it's like, okay, well, these cameras are potentially vulnerable, and your fix is just keep them up to date. Well, they keep themselves up to date. I suppose that's one benefit of some of the stuff that's cloud managed, is that if there is a vulnerability, it can be updated. I don't even know what firmware it is, and I don't even care, because it just kind of works. Even though I don't have a subscription to any of the Ring stuff, or Blink doesn't have a subscription. But you do got to go clean out the recordings every now and again, and replace the batteries, and so on. But But there you go. So, but yeah, I'm not, same, not a fan of the cameras, not a fan of the talking tubes, not a fan of the devices that, if they, you know, I don't know, if government edicts it, or if they fall into the, you know, if the companies fall into the wrong hands, or they're, you know, that, that stuff could be used against you, and, you know, and, you know, that's, I don't know, that's not what I want. You know, I'd like to, you know, you pay for, I guess you pay for your, you know, the convenience of knowing who's outside your door, or what's happened outside of your door with, you know, with privacy invasion, which I'm not, you know, not a huge fan of, but, you know, that's, they're there. And, you know, that's it, it brings some peace of mind to some people. Yeah, not necessarily me though.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.